If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Las Vegas, famous, fabulous playground of the West. A wide open town that never goes to sleep.
Vegas! Vegas, baby, Vegas!
You're either in or you're out. Right now.
My best mates are going to Las Vegas this weekend. I'm told it's incredible.
Las Vegas, here we go!
Pack your bags and get ready for a different kind of Vegas experience with someone who knows Vegas inside and out. You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
Hello again and welcome to Vegas. I'm Stephen Maggi, and on today's show, you'll meet a man who was hired to entertain new hockey fans watching an expansion hockey team, which usually means losing. But to his surprise, the team is now in the Stanley Cup playoffs. How did this change his whole approach? We'll ask Johnny Greco, Vice President of Entertainment for the Vegas Golden Knights. Later in the show, you'll get a glimpse of the future. At the Orleans Hotel, they are featuring an experimental game of virtual reality. It's a lot of fun and seems to be a big hit. And your Vegas insider, Scott Robin of VitalVegas.com, talks about what's happening in the world of celebrity chefs.
Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game.
Everybody knows how great the Vegas Golden Knights season has been. They're winning. And if you've been to a game, the atmosphere is incredible. I was at my first game earlier in the month and was just fascinated by all the things that go on there. It was incredible. And we've got the guy responsible for that. He is the Vegas Golden Knights Vice President of Events and Entertainment. His name is Johnny Greco. Johnny, what a fantastic atmosphere you've set up there. You know, you come from the world of sports marketing and so forth. You were in the world wrestling entertainment thing. Was this kind of the culmination of all you've done in the past? Because it just seemed like the entertainment there was incredible.
Well, thanks very much, Stephen. I appreciate you having me on. Glad you had a good time at your first game, by the way. That's awesome. Yeah, to answer your question, 100% it's been a culmination. Some of the experiences I've had and some of the incredible, talented people I've been able to work under and learn from to get to this point, and all the fun and games that we have at at T-Mobile Arena is, you know, big part of it's what's going on the ice. So thanks to those guys. And then a huge part of it is this community. The Las Vegas city and the culture here, they love their sports. They are great sports fans. They are coachable. They are hungry. They're coming to these games now with all these fun signs and cheers and chants and great outfits, and it makes having a good time at a Vegas Golden Knights game a whole lot easier when you have a whole bunch of people ready to party.
Well, and talk about setting the bar high. This job for you, you're going into a city that knows how to entertain, and I mean they do it as hard as it goes. Did that kind of challenge you to, like, all right, I've really got to put my A game out here for this?
No doubt. Stephen, that was a big thing when we were just considering this opportunity and building it all out. Like, you're coming to the entertainment capital of the world. If someone doesn't like a restaurant or a show or a performer, or they're just going to go down the street and go somewhere else for it. So, and it's going to be world class at every single door you knock on. So we knew that the advantage was a professional sports team, so there was something a little new there for the city. But as far as the level of production and engagement, it's world class. And fortunately, we have partners like the Cirque du Soleil and just great performers in this community that have really welcomed us with open arms and are up for like video skits or being the siren cranker at our games. You know, it gives it a nice Vegas feel. And this whole community, this phenomenal production entertainment community, has opened up their arms to us. And, we're happy to reciprocate with a good time. So it's the pressure was there, but that was part of the challenge and part of the excitement of going in with expectations, for sure.
Well, what you do is quite involved. I got to the game real early because I hadn't been there before, and it just so happened to get there. And you guys set off this horn that goes off.
Yep.
And you go, it was like a two-minute warning before we were sitting there in an empty stadium. I wonder why they were warning. I jumped 90 feet in the air. And yet during the game, that isn't so loud anymore. You've got the place jumping.
Yeah, that's it's funny. Our goal horn is really loud. I can't remember the exact decibels. I think it's 137 decibels. But when the crowd is there and they're all cheering and jumping and dancing, it sure doesn't sound as loud as it does in an empty arena, that's for sure. So thank you to the Vegas fans, that's for sure.
The national anthem is a little different in Vegas, and you got to kind of pay attention because there's a part where everybody yells Knights. How did that get started?
You know, early on, a big mantra of our experience, just as a new entity in this community, we wanted to make sure that we listened to this community and honored this community and you know, just paid attention to what they liked so we could support that. And in hockey, more than other sports, there's a common theme where the fans will, wherever they can celebrate their team, they sort of yell out something within the national anthem. So, you know, the Dallas Stars, when it gets to the point in the anthem where it says Stars, the home crowd cheers Stars. In Calgary, even though Canadian for the U.S. anthem, you know, say can you see for their logo for Calgary. They also go do it for Red. And so our fans just early on took on to the gave proof through the – and at the first game, you heard a few people just go, Night! And it was – we like all looked at each other like, oh, my gosh, like these fans are incredible. They're already going to start this. And that, like, exponentially grew. Like, by game five, it was like you weren't in the know. If you didn't do that, it's like, wait, where have you been, you know, all this time? Meanwhile, we're five games old. But now, like, again, to the game you come to, which is game whatever, 36, 30, like, people, everyone shouts it at the top of their lungs with all the passion you can imagine. And it just – it sets something that's really important to our team, to our culture, is home ice advantage. And when you have 17,000 people all – cheering in unison for the same thing, even for the national anthem, and it's great national pride. It's a cool moment where we're like, all right, we're all in this together. This is what home ice advantage is about, and we're going to have a good time. So that's one of those things that this city, hats off to them. They took it, started it, ran with it, and we celebrate it for sure.
Well, Johnny, a couple things happen. You get the job in April. Now, you got to be thinking going into this, I got to entertain people because this is an expansion team. And people saying if he won 20, maybe 25 games, you had a great season.
Yeah.
Who'd have thought? I mean, this had to shock you, right? What happened?
It absolutely. Absolutely does. I mean, it is literally unprecedented. These things don't happen, so you're totally right. You don't go into this sort of opportunity starting birthing a franchise and saying like, oh, well, when we go to the playoffs, you don't do that at all. Like, that's just not – it's not realistic, and it's kind of crazy. So what you do is, okay – and I've been – I guess you would call it fortunate to work for last-place teams. I've worked for – you know, I was with the Cleveland Cavaliers when LeBron James left. You know, like, that was a big hit. You know,
so
what you have to do is you need to give the fans and the community something to hold on to, something to be happy about. Hey, I got a T-shirt. Hey, Chance the Heedle Monster came up and gave me a high five. I was on the Nitron. I'm dancing to the YMCA. Like, you want everyone to be a part of the experience. And if our mindset was going in, like, let's make sure it's a really good time, and that'll keep people involved and engaged. What happened was, you know, we introduced a good time, but then the team on the ice is just playing at such a high level and such a fun brand of hockey with such passion. It makes all the stuff we do look a lot better. I'll tell you that. I like to think we're doing a nice job, but without those guys scoring all those goals and you know, breaking records left and right, it sure makes it a lot easier for us.
Well, it is a real nice balance because the game I happened to see was an atrocious game, probably the worst game they played all year, and yet people were still having a good time. And the other thing that struck me is you have all the stuff you're talking about, and we'll kind of go through some of those things, but there's just stuff constantly going on, and yet seem like a pretty knowledgeable crowd, particularly for a place that hasn't had a hockey team.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, compliments to this city. We didn't know going in how it was going to be. And, you know, it's a transient city, but there's also just this great, rich local blood that's here that they want to have something that's their own. So I think a lot of people educated themselves on the game. A lot of people, more people than maybe we assumed, just knew about hockey anyway. And then you have the transient people that knew hockey from somewhere else, but kind of adopted this team as their own. Because hey, I don't live in Chicago anymore. I don't live in Toronto. Like I'm gonna be for the Golden Knights now, which is cool. But what you just said is a really nice compliment and a big focus is if the on ice product isn't super strong on any given night, which is rare, fortunately for us, but happened to be the case in the game you went to. We want to make sure people still have a nice time. So you know, we really empower our whole creative team at the games to find the fans who are dancing. We may be down 2 or 3 goals and people don't feel like dancing, but there's someone there who's coming to the first game they've ever seen in their lives, like yourself. Like, we need to show them and honor these fans who have given so much of their passion and their voices to this experience. We got to give them a good time right to the end. The minute they get out of the car to the minute they get home, we want them to have that dialogue of fun and the conversation continuing all the way through, no matter the score, because you're not always going to win the game, you know.
Right.
Unfortunately, we've been doing a lot of that. But when you don't, you still want to have an environment that people can really just have a blast with and talk about the next day.
You'll hear more from Johnny Greco, vice president in charge of entertainment for the National Hockey League's Vegas Golden Knights, in just a moment. You are listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi on the Biz Talk Radio Network.
It's a good old hockey game. Oh, a good old hockey game. It's the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game.
Angstrom Minerals represent a quantum leap in nutrition. Liquid minerals offer a more concentrated and quicker boost because they integrate into the body faster. Unlike that handful of pills you take every day, Angstrom Minerals bypass digestion and go directly to the cells. Try Angstrom Minerals for your body, your health, and your life. Register online and use your account to save 5% off your retail order every time you shop. Some restrictions apply. Please visit elementalresearchinc.com.
When you go to Las Vegas, you have to know what you're going to go see, and there's no better place on the web to go than VitalVegas.com. You hear Scott Robin, our Vegas insider, every week. What are people going to find when they go to your site, Scott?
Everything you need to know about Las Vegas, from shows and restaurants and a lot of inside dirt that you won't hear anywhere else.
And a lot of photos, too, and a lot of snark, right?
That is the case. Yes.
You can't miss it. VitalVegas.com.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Biz Talk Radio.
Now, let's return to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
We are discussing the atmosphere at T-Mobile Arena with the Vice President of Entertainment for the Vegas Golden Knights, Johnny Greco. Well, I want to talk with you about the beginning of the season because I know the NHL people couldn't be happier. The way the team handled the tragedy in Vegas with just the right amount of class and kind of people, but letting all people kind of let it go and so forth. And then, of course, that didn't hurt that the team won. That had to be kind of a tough thing, though. I mean, you know, as someone like yourself who's done this for years, were you kind of, do you think, I got to be careful, I don't want to push this too much? Or what was kind of your thought process?
Again, the group of just people within the game presentation side and just all through the organization, like it's a very transparent setup, and we all talk and share concepts and ideas. And you know, months before October 10th, our first home game, we had a plan for what we were going to do opening night, first home game ever for a franchise. You know, that's a big deal. That's like that alone, so few people ever get to do, and we were so excited about it. And then obviously the tragedy happened it took a 180. Everything changes. And it was, we wanted to be respectful. There was a delicate balance. We had talked about a million different ways for it to go, but we knew that night changed from, hey, you got a new hockey team, let's go, to like, we got to honor the city. We got to honor the heroes in the city. We got to honor those who were lost. And we have to do it in a way. And this is the hard part. That we're really happy with kind of just how it played out is do it in a way that is ceremonial and is memorable, but does have a sort of a closure to just be like, okay, this was powerful, this was heavy. Now, you know what? We're all allowed for 3 hours to just enjoy being together in a large group environment, really for the first time after that tragedy, and let's just have a good time. The fact that the guy scored 3 or 4 goals, you know, the first few minutes helps. For everybody's pressure and stress, but it was definitely a delicate balance. It was one of the hardest things our groups have ever been a part of, and we hope it went well. But the response from again this community has been very thank you for that. That meant a lot. It was important, which is the greatest compliment we could have. We can think what we want to think, but really, if the city was proud of what their team put on that night, then we did what we needed to do, and it's something we'll truly like. A somber highlight of the year, you know, for how that all went down. So.
Well, I think what you did was really you set the relationship between the team and the city, which is so important. You know, you talk a lot about traditions. I see that all over when I did some research for that. This is the way you build up this thing because there's always kind of that fear, right? Especially in a city that's so transient like Las Vegas that maybe this isn't going to hit home, but you really have. Mm-hmm. People are all talking about it everywhere.
Yeah, it's well, you know, you talked about like during the national anthem, like the crowd all cheers Knight because that's their team. They're proud of what it is, who they are, and being a part of it. So setting traditions, it's great to be in certain cities that have been around for 100 years. Oh, the Chicago Cubs, they have a celebrity saying, "Take me out to the ballgame." Well, they've been doing it for 100 years, so probably not a lot of people remember their first season. You know,
right?
Not a lot of people remember their 50th. You know, we're in year one, so those traditions take a long time to build. So some of it The best traditions are organic. They're authentic. They come from the city's pulse and the heart of the team, and people just jump in, and then it kind of catches on. But some of them, in the case of where we live, the kind of city we're in, and just in the consciousness that's so fast in this world today with digesting media so quickly and it spits out and the content is just moving, we need to make sure that we also sort of steer some of the big elements early just so people know what to do. Because with everything, you start with a new team, no one knows to chant "Go Knights, Go" the first game. Like, they want to chant something. The spirit's great. They're ready to go. But you got to coach them. You got to say, hey, you know what, guys? We know you're loud. We know you're ready to go to cheer your team on. How about we try this to start? So we would purposely try a lot of different things, be it chants, be it songs, be it genres of video clips or movies or anything else. And then we use a term a lot, like listen to the crowd, listen to the community. What are they saying to us? It was really important for us to build any kind of tradition and just any fan base. You got to make sure that they're a part of this process and they're included in the growth of what these traditions will become, and just the instant, like, hit the ground running kind of experience we wanted for our fans and for this city.
You know, the atmosphere is incredible. It's loud. It's exciting. I was a little afraid when the team first had been awarded the franchise, that because of the type of city that Las Vegas is, you're going to get, and because it's a great place to visit, you're going to get a lot of teams coming in, and it's going to sound like kind of a 50-50 arena. It doesn't. And yet what I noticed at a game where, again, the Knights got beat, they got beat bad, but there was a friendly rivalry, and there wasn't that feeling, you weren't afraid of the other fans or anything. Is that something you kind of had to work on? Because you are going to get people, especially like when you talk about cities like Chicago and Detroit and that kind of thing.
Yeah, we knew going in that was going to be a thing, right? Like Chicago, like, hey, you're in Chicago and it's December. You want to go to Vegas and watch your team play? Like, that probably sounds pretty nice when you've had like 14 straight snow days. And coming from Cleveland, I empathize with that. So I get that you want to come see your team on the road, and a lot of the southern states and teams do well in the winter because of that. But Vegas is, again, a real great destination city. So we knew going in there'd be a lot of visiting fans. We weren't sure how many. And we definitely weren't sure how they would be. Like, to your point, it's not a contentious environment. It's not like, I hate you, Winnipeg, and they hate us. Like, they come in, and people are here generally on vacation. You know, the tourists that are coming in, they're having a good time. They're excited to see their team play. But, again, fortunately, we've been winning a lot of these games. But the games that we don't win, or the games that are close and where the other team takes the lead early, you do feel a pretty good presence of the visiting team, but our fans have kind of been educated and just run with this, where they immediately come back. They immediately get loud. They immediately know that, like, we got to get our boys excited, so let's keep this thing rolling. So it was something we were cognizant of going in, but it really had to start happening before we could program towards it a little bit. But I tell a lot of people, it's similar to, like, this collegiate atmosphere where it's this back and forth, and you can't have the sweet doesn't taste the sweet without the sour. So when the visiting fans come in and they're cheering loud, well, what does that do to our fans? There's two ways you can go. We could cower down and be quiet, and fortunately Las Vegas has awesome sports fans, so they go the other way. They're like, okay, you're going to be loud? Anything you can do, we can do better. So we're going to come back twice as loud. And it provides kind of this atmosphere that you're talking about that we could hope for, but there's just no way of telling how it was all going to play out. And again, hats off to the city. The city's great. They love their team, and they let these players know that every single day. And it's really exciting to be a part of, and it's historic, and we're celebrating it every single game.
And we must be excited also about T-Mobile Arena, because it's, you know, pretty much brand new. And you have, there's no limitations from a technological standpoint, what kind of things you can do, you know, that for that kind of off-ice entertainment that's also important to visiting fans.
Yeah, we wanted to, again, the Vegas portion, we knew that having partners like I use it a lot, but Cirque du Soleil is a great one. And there's just all these performance groups and artists all around, and it's a symbiotic thing. And not being originally from Vegas, I didn't know what this city was like. And then you realize just how much everyone kind of helps each other out and works together for the greater good of just a fun experience for people in the city, be it locals or tourists. And the game experience, you know, that hasn't changed that at all.
More with Johnny Greco, Vice President of Entertainment for the Vegas Golden Knights, in just a moment. You are listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi on the Biz Talk Radio Network.
Shop Lowe's for deals to help you save on those outdoor projects popping up on your to-do list. For your lawn, get 50% off all Pennington One Step Complete. Pennington One Step is a grass seed mix that contains mulch, seed, and fertilizer to help you grow a dark green, drought-resistant lawn. Get yours today for 50% off. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through May 2nd while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See store for details. U.S. only.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
We're chatting with Johnny Greco of the Vegas Golden Knights, a man responsible for all the entertainment at Knights home games.
So the arena's beautiful. There's a lot there. It's a city and culture that understands production and beautiful lighting and phenomenal performances, you know, be it hanging from the rafters or a wonderful anthem. The talent level is just, it's off the charts anywhere you look. So that helps with the whole arena experience. The technology, new arena, that's always a beautiful thing. It's a unique arena compared to other arena layouts. And you know, we've created certain things within the arena that give it a little bit more of a Knights flair. As you saw, you know, kind of have this castle up in the tower area. We put up all the NHL team banners, and we wanted to make sure it felt like a sporting team arena. But just the layout of that whole, the fortress, as we like to call it, it's a great fan experience. And the old cliche, there's not a bad seat in the house. It's true. It's actually, there's mostly really, really good seats in the house all over the place. And the sound system is off the charts. It's second to none. And that helps, because music at any event is always something that's pretty scrutinized, and be it, it's too loud, or you're playing too much of this kind of genre. Like, again, we listen to the fans, and we program to show that, for the most part, they seem to be pretty happy with. So we'll keep getting better. We have a long way to go. There's a lot of other things that we want to accomplish as we go this year. Obviously, you know, if we're fortunate enough to go a little further in April, we've got some things up our sleeve there as well. And then, you know, we're planning on being here for a while. So there's a year or two as well we got to get ready for. So we're really excited about all this.
Well, that leads me to my last question, Johnny. And that's, you know, this, I get the idea, you know, I read a lot about what went into this, but this is going to sort of be like kind of like Disneyland, where as long as you guys have imagination, this is never going to stay, it's never going to stay stagnant, right? I mean, you're always looking for new stuff to do.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, that's just, fortunately, just the culture of our team, behind the team, and the props to just the production team that kind of puts on the game. Like, they're all relentless, and they're hungry, and they want to do what's out there that's popular, that's new, but we want to be trendsetters. We will always want to honor the game, the great game of hockey, the traditions that are there, but we also want to make it our own and put the Vegas spin on it, and we want to come up with the new thing that people are talking about. We want to be the first to do some things. You know, in a first-year franchise in a city that hasn't had the pro team, you know, a lot of the things we're doing are first for the fans. But, you know, look, we want to be bigger than Vegas. We want the people in New York or Carolina or Florida or L.A. to be like, holy cow, do you see what Vegas is doing? Like, we want to be leaders within the game entertainment experience in general. So we have a long way to go before that happens. But, again, the city is it's a walking inspiration for entertainment. Like, you go to this show, or you see this comedian, or you hear this performer, or you just walk down Fremont Street, and you can be inspired by all these versions of art. And what comes down to it now is just making the proper choices of how you program some of those inspirations into the game, with, again, letting the game lead, making sure we have home ice advantage so the crowd's just going crazy for our guys. But you know, what else can be fun and different that plays to Vegas and just plays to a good time?
Well, I would agree with you, and I would tell anybody, if you've been to an NHL game, they're always great, but this is something completely different. You want to see it, or you want to adopt a fun team to root for. Boy, this sure is one. So, Johnny, when people come to Las Vegas, how do they get tickets?
There's a lot of different ways. Obviously, you can go online and or call our great ticket sales team, and they'll help you out with those kind of things. Flash Seats is the paperless ticketing system that we use, which makes it really easy to be able to share tickets with friends and guests and everything else. I know on the secondary market, StubHub is where people are buying tickets. But, you know, tickets are around. You know, you don't use the term to sell out. People are excited and people want to be here, which is a great thing. But, you know, when there's a will, there's a way. You can get your tickets for sure.
And if people want to know more about the team, your website is?
VegasGoldenKnights.com. It's funny because we have kind of an internal it's not per se an intranet, but for us to get to it, it's a little bit different. So I'm 99% sure of that. There might be a /NHL involved there as well. And on the Twitter world, obviously, we're there.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, you mentioned that your social media is hilarious. These people are funny. Great. And it looks like they're having fun with it, which is great. Instead of just like, here's a score, it's more like us versus them.
Yeah.
And then I went, they said, oh, God, this is one of the worst things. The only thing we can hope now is just ends. And that's honest and great, you know.
Yeah, you know, again, the season and what's going on the ice predicates a lot of kind of the experience too, right? So you're listening to the fans, but you also got to be respectful of how the season's going. And when you're a brand new team who hasn't played a game before, you know, in the summertime, like we sort of had to come up with a plan of, oh, what is this team? What is the brand? How is it? But until then, the puck drops, you just don't know. And then as that goes, you sort of let the story on the ice be the narrative for the night, and you evolve as the season goes on and as the wins accumulate, and it's an exciting thing to do, but you got to be reactive too. You got to have a strong culture and assurance of what you want to be and what your voice is supposed to be. We're at the games, social media, et cetera, but then you also want to, you know, be adaptable, be fluid with the experience and fluid with what the narrative is.
Johnny, thanks so much. Best of luck in the playoffs.
Thank you so much, Steve. I really, really appreciate the time. And go Knights, go, my friend. Come back to the game soon, huh?
Touchy goodbye. Touchy, don't cry. The Knights season so far seems almost unreal. Speaking of which, virtual reality is already a part of the Vegas scene. You know that the roller coaster at the New York, New York features virtual reality. But there's a new game in town that's also attracting visitors. Well, when you come to Vegas, you always get the newest in technology, and there's something really cool happening at the Orleans Hotel in Vegas. It's an example of virtual reality, and with us is Michael Schirach, a Vice President of Game Studios Interactive for IGT out of San Francisco. Well, Michael, this thing looks pretty interesting. First of all, kind of talk about what it does, because it's something like I've never really seen around town.
Okay, well, what this is a skill-based game, and you play the skill-based game in a tournament, and you'll win tournament money. So think of it like World Series of Poker, maybe, or a blackjack tournament. You put up a stake, a daily stake, and you play the game. And if you are on the leaderboard at the end of the day, then you're going to win the prize.
It's cool, but you're out there and you're playing bow and arrow, so to speak. But there's no bow and arrow involved, right? But it really feels like it.
Oh, absolutely. That's what's so amazing about virtual reality. So, and the key about virtual reality is to put you in places that you wouldn't normally be. So this puts you into a fantasy world, and you're defending a castle against marauders, and you're destroying catapults, and you're simply using a very simple movement that most people are very familiar with, which is stringing a bow and just shooting it. So very, very simple, easy to learn, short duration, and fun to play.
How long is this going to be here? I understand this is an experimental program here just to kind of see how people like it, and what are kind of the plans for it?
Of course. Well, this is a pilot, and we want to test out our concept and make sure that we do indeed attract a new kind of gamer. And we're not just talking about young gamers. We're talking about all-age gamers, people who grew up with video games, people who have a familiarity with it. So it really runs the gamut from from young people to older people. In fact, we've had a family, a mom and a dad, and their 21 or 22-year-old daughter and son come in and play against each other. And so they do it as a family activity. So it's much more than just attracting young people. This is to bring a new kind of gaming into the casinos.
Yeah, it's really cool because it is something, you know, it attracted me. It's not something like you have to be 18 or 19 to be able to understand it. Everybody can do it. And it is kind of a good family activity. Is this one of the ways you reach out to kind of get that new audience to come to casinos?
No, that's exactly it. And you know, people do like to play at the tables, for example, because it's somewhat skill, and this is the same concept. And we're rewarding people for their ability, and it's friendly competition between people, and you know, hopefully you come out ahead at the end of the day.
Mike, what do you see for the future for this? I mean, is the idea eventually to be in every casino in town or in a lot of them, or what do you see?
Well, of course, you know, IGT, as you know, is a major player in the industry, and we're exploring all venues in the area of innovation. And, you know, clearly we think that this will drive a new kind of play, and clearly it can go into many, many locations. You know, eventually you could link the sites together, and you can also play this game on Steam at your home, so you can practice and get good at it. And so we see it emerging as a major entertainment, kind of entertainment. And this is just a very, very microcosm of what we can do on a much larger scale, so that we can run tournaments. You win a tournament online at home, come to the Orleans and participate in a contest with 10 other people who are from around the country.
You'll hear more from Michael Schrock of IGT in just a moment. You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi on the BizTalk Radio Network.
So you met someone who set you back on your heels. Goody, goody, you met someone and now you know how it feels. Goody, goody.
I know what you're thinking. Why would I need a voiceover production company? Does your company need a commercial for radio or television? Are you looking to do an audiobook or web presentation? Then you need a voiceover production company. Black Eagle Sound Design is home to some of the finest voice actors, producers, and engineers in the business. Log on now to BESD.US and find out more. Black Eagle Sound Design will be there with you and your project every step of the way. On time, on target, and at a price you can afford. Visit us at BESD.US.
Are you looking to save money on your prescription medications? Are you paying out of pocket for your meds? Or is your copay too high? You've got to check out the RX Cut Free Prescription Discount Card. And getting your free discount card is easy. All you do is go to the website rxcutdiscounts.com. No fees, no forms, no personal information needed, and the cards are active immediately. Discount cards are also good for the entire family, and they never expire. Visit rxcutdiscounts.com.
Reason number 12 why you should own a ThermoSpa's hot tub? They require no attachment to your home's plumbing. Thanks to the ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system that filters the water an incredible 144 times a day, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance. Call to receive a free DVD and brochure and find out how you can own a ThermoSpa's hot tub for only a few dollars a day. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,000 savings coupon, including free delivery, free chemicals, and a cash discount. And with models starting at $4,995, there will never be a better time to own a ThermoSpa's hot tub. So call now and ask about this limited time offer. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-956-7183 for your free DVD and brochure. That's 800-956-7183. ThermoSpa's, hot tubs designed to improve your life. Call 800-956-7183 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
We are back with Michael Schrock, Vice President of Game Studies Interactive for IGT. We're discussing the new virtual reality game currently at the Orleans Hotel and Casino.
That's really exciting. If people want to learn more about it, where can they go?
Well, they can go to Boyd, to the Orleans Hotel, and you can see that it's advertised there, and you can find out. It runs from 4 to 10, and on the weekends, I believe it's 4 to 12. And for $10, you come in and can play one player versus another player, an archery game. And for $15, you and a partner can play the Siege Castle Defense game. For this is $30.
Yeah, this is really fun, and it's not expensive. So many things are expensive in town like that. It just sounds like a great deal, especially if you got a family. Everybody can do.
Absolutely right. That's 100% right. And we think, just from the results of the last month, we definitely are driving that kind of clientele.
And how long will it be here?
It'll be here at least 3 months, but I hope forever. I think it'll be successful. I really do. It's very, very encouraging. I come, I work in San Francisco, but I come and check it out. And we have attendants here who are trained. They're trained to teach you how to put on the VR headset. A lot of people are not familiar with the technology, so this is the first place they're getting familiar with the technology. So having an attendant, a guide, if you will, is very, very important. So the customer service and what we can provide in that, I think, will also make this less intimidating technology.
Yeah, and this is going to be technology that's going to be with us for a while, right? I mean, we're going to see this in lots of other things, so you might as well start getting used to it because it's not going away.
Hey, you saw it on the NCAA Final Four. They had those old guys sitting there with their VR glasses on the television advertisements, right? I saw them. You saw them. It's everywhere, and it's... VR is used in education, it's used in training, it's used in many, many applications beyond just entertainment. Entertainment is only one area of what virtual reality can really do, allow you to do things that you couldn't normally do.
And as usual, it's Las Vegas, one of the places you can see it first. Thanks so much, Michael. Really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. My pleasure. Thank you very much.
Up next, another visit with your Vegas insider, Scott Robin of VitalVegas.com.
jump jiving. Then you really gotta 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 jump jiving. Then you will.
Time now for another visit with your Vegas insider, Scott Robin of VitalVegas.com. Today's topic is chefs. You always are telling us about what the latest celebrity chef is coming. This Michael Simone going to the Palms, is that like a big deal around here? I mean, is it a real boost for one of these, especially the places on the Strip, but even the others, to get one of these celebrity chefs to build something there?
Well, I think for a long time, people, you know, Wolfgang Puck kind of started that trend of celebrity chefs. Some people have said that it's kind of played out, but they still keep building restaurants around these celebrity chefs. Gordon Ramsay has a new restaurant at Caesar's Palace that's coming in, Hell's Kitchen. That used to be Serendipity 3. Robert Irvine, another celebrity chef, has just opened a place at Tropicana. That was okay. I don't think that one's a real kind of destination dining kind of thing. Michael Simon, S-Y-M-O-N, I believe. He is a chef on The Chew, and he's a big Food Network star. I think it's a big deal for the Palms to have a celebrity chef kind of as their an anchor to one of their new restaurants. They're changing absolutely everything at the Palms, so they need a kind of a recognizable name and face. A lot of people that follow celebrity chefs know this guy, and he has a really good reputation. I think he won a James Beard Award. So really just good quality food, and that's what you want to build your culinary program around. Have recognizable names and brands, and the company that has bought the Palms, Red Rock Resorts, actually has a very good family of partners and restaurants that they can bring in, and that's all going to unfold in the next probably 6 months.
Remember to check out Scott Robin's blog at VitalVegas.com.
I just want to say to a lot of people, you looking at me and you say, it's a shame that boy drinks that way he does. I don't drink as much. If I drank as much as you think I drink, I'd have been dead 15 years ago. I don't drink anymore. I freeze it now, and I eat it like a popsicle. That's okay. A drink never hurt nobody. You just remember the great words of Joey Lewis. He says, you're not drunk if you can lay on the floor without holding on. That's my kind of man. Joey and I were together at my home about 2 weeks ago. We were in my den one morning, swimming. And he mixed himself a peculiar drink. And I said, what are you drinking down there, Joe? He looked down at me. He said, scotch and carrot juice. I said, why? He said, I get drunk, but I see good. So what the heck? Can't go wrong with that. Give a goddamn who you are, fat man. Get them reindeers off my roof. You can't wait to get on.
Well, that's it for today's show. Remember to check out Scott Robin's blog at VitalVegas.com. Well, make sure to join us in the next few weeks as our guest list includes Las Vegas Mayor Carolyn Goodman, sports announcer expert David Halberstam, and Las Vegas radio legend Heidi Harris. I'm excited to welcome a new sponsor to Vegas Never Sleeps, the wonderful Orleans Hotel, conveniently located near the Strip, airport, and right next to the new home of the Las Vegas Raiders. You can get it all, great lodging, great food and entertainment, at the Orleans Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas. And remember to listen again next week when our guest will be John D. Domenico, who is probably the world's greatest Trump impersonator. He's been on all the big shows. You won't believe how good he is. This is Stephen Maggi. Thanks for listening. And remember, Vegas never sleeps.
Bright light city, gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire. Got a whole lot of money that's ready to burn, so get those stakes up higher. There's a thousand pretty women waiting out there. They're all living the devil may care, and I am just a devil with love to spare. So Beaver!
left the building.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.